This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, U.S. Billionaire Boom. The rigged deck of the Trump's big bad budget bill was a terrible trade-off that will force the poor to subsidize the rich by extending and enlarging their tax breaks and favored treatments. Nowhere is this more evident than the galloping growth in the list of billionaires. Sure, we're afflicted with Trump, Musk, and some of the current U.S. cabinet officers, but a special report and graphic from the Wall Street Journal recently brings the horror home in making the point that they are now everywhere among us. There are so many now that anywhere you throw a rock, you risk hitting one of them, unless you live in North Dakota, where none of them seem to own any property or what a comedian calls sub-homes. In 2024, there were 1,135 of them in the U.S., up from 927 4 years earlier in 2020. It's not all Wall Street either. 255 live up and down California, beating New York badly. It's all scary. The only Gen Zers on the list are two 20-somethings who are heirs to Koch Industries, the fabulous funders of the right for decades now. 150 of the big buck billionaires are women, although 86% are men. Even in this gang, the super-rich Daddy Warbucks of the group can look down at the mere billionaires like Lilliputians. Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Mark Zuckerberg account for $1 trillion of the total themselves, and the richest of the rich top 100, or terrific 10%, are holding on to more than half of the total at close to $4 trillion. Some of it was predictable. In the under 30 crowd, Taylor Swift is right there in the middle of the pack. Who wants to bet that Travis Kelce will not have to sign a prenuptial agreement? Who knew Selena Gomez was a billionaire, though? Turns out, even though she does some acting and singing, her stash comes from some kind of beauty brand. Got me there. Less of a surprise in this list of no-names and unknowns is LeBron James. Basketball has been back to him. But even if he hasn't brought another bag full of trophies to the Lakers, being around Hollywood has also fattened his stash by getting him deals for podcasts and shows. He makes enough that he could probably buy Akron, Ohio now. He may sit in the barbershop chair, but he's not cutting hair. Somehow, Microsoft's former CEO, Steve Ballmer, manages to have collected more money than Bill Gates, the company's founder, who at one time was the richest of these rich. In Arkansas, the heirs of the Waltons still stand out, and it's well reported that those who drove delivery trucks for Walmart around the Northwest Arkansas company's hub also made billions. Alice Walton seems to be the richest woman in the group, with Rob and Jim Walton also in the catbird seats. When it comes to families, Walton rules with 8 billionaires and almost half a trillion in wealth. The other big hitters were the Kochs with 11 at 150 billion, Mars the Candy Clan with 7 at 133 billion, Cargill McMillan with 14 at 49 billion, originally from agricultural products, and the Pritchers with 11 billionaires at 45 billion, initially with Hyatt Hotels. Supposedly, billionaires have donated 185 billion. Over the last decade, with the lion's share in education, heavily weighted towards creating vouchers and charter schools, healthcare with their names on the building, social services, I wonder what and where, and similar things. The impact on politics and our democracy is harder to measure, whether it's Soros, Bloomberg, the Kochs, Musk, or the big bopper, Trump himself, but it's hard to leech out any self-interest. It's hard not to believe, with this much money sloshing around, that it's mainly about letting them sail on top, while the rest of us on the bottom need to swim hard to keep from drowning. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.